John Schumacher is the Bureau Chief of Construction for the Illinois Department of Transportation. Headlines are everywhere today that the Kennedy Expressway will soon return. That is the construction and congestion. And John, you must be so tired of people asking questions. How are you?
No, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on. We're trying to get the word out there. This is year three, and we've done it, the last 2 years, and seems like it was just yesterday you guys had me on and we were talking about the first year. So the time's flying for us, that's for sure.
Well, maybe for you, John, but for me, it seems like about 20 years.
And John, so this is the final phase of the $150 million rehabilitation project, right? Or will there be more?
No, this is the final year, and it's going to be very similar in scope to what we did in year one. So it's pavement preservation, bridge deck rehabilitation, upgrading the lighting, upgrading to new overhead sign structures. So it's very straightforward work, very, very similar to what we did in 2023.
Have you learned anything from 2023 about managing the traffic, getting to the, I'm just wondering if you picked up on anything and have changed, if year three is different from year one when it comes to access and things like that?
So the biggest difference this year is for the first half of the job, the first stage, we're going to have the left lanes closed on the main line. And because of the proximity to where the slip ramp is from the reversibles back to the Kennedy, it's not in where you can enter, like the mid gates, they're going to have to remain closed for this first stage of the construction. So once you enter the reversibles from Ontario or the main line down by downtown, you have to go all the way to the Edens. You're not going to be able to get back to the Kennedy. So the main thing we're really trying to push out there is if you're going to O'Hare, you're going to need to stay in the local lanes. And then if you're going on the reversibles, you're going to be forced to go onto the Edens Expressway. And your first exit is going to be Foster Avenue.
Mm. You're going to use digital signs or anything to inform people, because they're going to get confused and they're going to get there to the Edens and they're going to go, wait, I want to go to Schaumburg or I want to go to O'Hare.
Yeah, we're going to be putting some digital signs up, not only portable signs that you see on the shoulder that are kind of temporary for each individual project, but we're also going to be using the permanent overhead signs, those dynamic message boards on both the Ike and Dan Ryan to notify traffic well in advance of having to make that decision point. And then as you get up to where the reversible lane entrance is, you're going to see some additional signage there on the shoulders reminding people that if you want to go to O'Hare, you need to stay in the local lanes.
It was, I'll tell you, John, and we talked about this on the air, but it was frustrating at the end of the last phase, late fall, early winter, when we weren't hearing from you more particulars, and I understand that you can't give particulars if you don't have them, but that was a frustrating part. Having said that, overall, it seems like Chicago has sort of settled into this, and it hasn't been sort of, there's not been a lot of road rage or people freaking out and things such as that. Am I wrong in that impression?
No, that's pretty accurate. I know when we first started out, we were kind of surprised at how well traffic was actually flowing. And I don't think I mentioned this last year, but when people stay in their lanes, they're not switching lanes to try to get, two cars ahead of somebody,
yeah,
traffic flows just so much better. So I know we started off really well that way, and as people, we sit in there month after month, it gets kind of frustrating and people lose their patience a little bit. But if we can just, try to remember to stay in your lane, and everybody's going to get through quicker. So, but yes, we live in Chicago. There's traffic every day on every expressway. We know how to get around, and obviously construction's everywhere as well. So something that the motoring public's well accustomed to.
I always have to chuckle when somebody's losing their mind and they take an exit hoping they'll hit the green light at the top of the exit only to get back on the Kennedy to end up at basically the same spot they were, maybe two cars in front of me.
Exactly. But they were moving for those 45 seconds, so they feel better about themselves.
Yeah, there really is. There's something psychological about that. And of course, it is construction season in Chicago, so I would imagine people are just going to get used to the fact, as we always do at this time of year, there's going to be more construction. But this will be wrapping up after phase three. Very excited to hear that. And do you know how many people utilize that every day?
About 275,000 vehicles a day on the Kennedy in this stretch.
So, John, you want to give us a date right now? It's March 11th, 46. When do you think late fall is going to come this year?
We are pushing for a Thanksgiving completion.
Fantastic. You know, Steve's going to bring it up on Thanksgiving, John. He's going to call you up on Thanksgiving and go, "Hey, John, how's the turkey? Is the Kennedy in full use?"
In all seriousness, I was kind of describing myself. I've settled into it. I go home on the Lakeshore Drive to Peterson. It is what it is. It's a little more reliable there. And I just think I'm kind of pleased with the way the city's handled it. And when I mean city, I mean the people of the city.
No, it's definitely, we have, you know, obviously the motoring public's a very important part of the city, and then our partner agencies with Mass Transit and, you know, CTA and Metro and everybody, everybody's picking up their share, and we're making it work.
Thank you for being available and being transparent. We like when you join the show. Thanks, John.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
It's always nice to talk to the Bureau Chief of Construction.